So tell me about 13 Fanboy. I mean, to me, it's a very interesting twist to the Friday the 13th slasher horror genre. Somebody, was it you, came up with this amazing idea?
It was actually my partner and I. My co-producer is Joel Paul Reisick. We were really trying to do with this film is something more realistic than Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th is something that actually couldn't happen. Like in part six, you know, he comes up out of the grave, he's off killing people, and we know that's not going to happen in real life. It makes for great scares, but it's not realistic. The actors are playing themselves, a fictionalized version of themselves in a fictionalized world where a killer who is obsessed with the cast of Friday the 13th and Dee Wallace from Halloween is out to get them. And I think more than anything, the fact that they were playing themselves and there's this obsessed killer coming after them makes it far more intense than if they were playing a character.
What a great idea. First of all, how in the world did you get all of the real actors, for the most part, to play themselves and to do this? It seemed to me like that would be a monumental task in and of itself.
I think the most intimidating part was them playing themselves. You know, several people came on right away. It helped because I'm part of the franchise myself, I think. I was Tina in part five.
Right.
And so I think that probably lent me some credibility with them. And then my producer, Joel Paul Reisick, has a long list of films that he has done and had distributed. And I think the combination helped us get the different actors.
Well, that, to me, is an amazing part of it. What was it like on set with everybody? I mean, were they just pumped when they realized this script was so, A, intense, and B, like you said, could actually happen in lifelike? I mean, it might have been a little disconcerting to them.
No, absolutely. We did have a few people that it was a little difficult to get them on board, and some who just felt they couldn't do it because of the concept was felt just too scary. On set, honestly, we had just a really beautiful kind of family feel. There was also a lot of goofing off and fun. There's absolute pure silliness on set. I would definitely tell your viewers to wait until the very, very end if you want to see how goofy and silly we are on set. I saved one little vignette for them, and they're going to think it's long over, the credits are going, but there is a little gem right at the end for them.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, looking forward to that. Is there kind of a camaraderie among the horror slasher genre actors? And do you guys get together in real life after all this, or is it kind of like a, you know, your own club?
You know, in a very weird way, it is like we're all family, even if we don't know each other. So when we're at conventions and stuff, you know, I always feel a real strong connection to the different people in the franchise, and I found that they've said the same thing.
And I thought it was interesting. You were described at one point in your career as a Hollywood B-scream starlet. And I'm like, I don't know how you take that. Does that make sense?
Well, I was killed early on in my career in three different horror films. And so I think that's where that came from. And now, of course, I've got this film as well that I have a role in. I'm kind of the pivotal character that kind of gets everything, that ball rolling. My granddaughter is played by a woman by the name of Haley Greenbauer. She plays the role of Kelsey Voorhees. And she witnesses my murder. And when she, 13 years later, she realizes that I'm not the only one and he's still out there.
Got it.
And the ball really starts to roll.
Well, I wish I had more time with you, but Deborah, so much more to you and your career, and I wish I had time to go into that, so maybe another time to talk about your amazing life as a journalist, actor, writer, producer, director, and Playboy Bunny. I guess we wanted to throw that in.
Maybe, that's right.
Maybe another time.
Well, thank you, Gary. I'd love to chat anytime.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. Take care.